Hello, hello. It's Kat Revzon with a dollop of positivity. How is everyone? I know it's been a while. I'm really sorry, but I'm back. Today is Thankful Thursday. I'm on PTO, but I decided to go to class at 6:05 a.m. It was really hard to get up. It took me, I think, 6 alarms to finally get my behind out and get ready to go to class. I have to actually leave by 5:50 to make it to the 6:05 class. So fortunately, I try to sleep in my workout clothes so that I literally can roll out of bed and go. But last night I only was half dressed, so I still needed to put on a sports bra, put on deodorant, blah, blah, blah. I did make it out on time, and I did get a parking spot without hesitation and all that fun stuff. So all's well. And I was not late to class. I did not have my water bottle, but I did have, you know, my leftover Poland Spring water bottle that I had from yesterday. Anyway, on our lockers at Orange Theory, we have love notes. They're meant to motivate us, inspire us, get us excited about class for the day. And a lot of times they'll say things like, let your shine be your sparkle, or something like that. Let your shine be your splat. You be the example. You be you. Do what you love. This morning, I happened to use locker number one. Locker number one is never available. First of all, I don't really normally look up there because that's like two locker lengths above my height, and I really have to reach. And oftentimes, the taller people already put their stuff in there. But today, it was empty. So I'll also say I purposefully chose that one because I like the quote. I like to take a picture of the quote and then post it with my workout summary just because. So this was one I hadn't seen in the last, 22 days. And it simply says, it's not that I have to, rather it's that I get to. And that had Coach Ant's name along the side. So Coach Ant always has the greatest quotes. A lot of them are your standard OTF phrases, but Coach Ant, he has a lot of his own. For example, during some of the classes, he'll say, it's not enough today to just show up. And that makes me think, wow, okay, I better get my butt moving. I better work those legs. I better work a little harder. But a lot of times he'll say, if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you, time under tension, trust the science, trust the process. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see that, when talking about form. And then a lot of times he'll just lay it out and say stuff like what I said before. It's not enough to just walk in today. Or you'll have to earn your splats today. But I love them. And for this one, it's not that I have to, it's that I get to. I really thought about this long and hard after the class. So while I was walking Henry, I thought about all the different things that I have to do, and turn it around and said, well, actually, I get to do this. Like, for example, I have to go to work. Well, yes, I have to for monetary reasons. But if I put it in the perspective of I get to go to work, that puts a different spin on it, doesn't it? To me, it does. I am grateful that I have a job that I love, and people that I enjoy working with and for. And I love the, you know, just having all the different projects. So yes, I have to complete projects. And I turn that around and say, well, I get to. How about I have to wash dishes? Turn that around and think, I get to wash dishes after I had a really solid meal that was hot. And if all I have to do is clean the dishes in return for that readily cooked meal that I walked home into, I will gladly do it. Or my mom actually made me a brown hat. She either crocheted or knitted it. I don't remember what she had said. And that's bad of me, I know. And it's brown. And it's poofy. It kind of reminds me of for graduation, one of the professors or the deans wears one of those hats. I don't know my hats. It's round and poofy, and I kind of feel like an acorn with a cap. Anyway, so I put it on for the walk, and I was thinking, wow, I guess I have to wear it because my mom made it. Turn it around and thought, wait, I get to wear this hat because my mom made it just for me. And I get to twin with my daughter when she comes home and puts hers on. Brown actually is her favorite color. Mine is purple. My mom kept the purple hat for herself. But I bet anything that if I had said, Mom, I like the purple one better, she would have given me her purple hat off of her head. I know my mom. So the point of this episode today is to be grateful, to be thankful, to be appreciative of the love, the effort, the things that people say to you, do for you. It's not in vain. People are watching out for you, and sometimes we may feel negatively towards an action because we don't want to do it or we have to do it. But think of it as an opportunity. Not everyone gets to do everything that we get to do. Like, I realize that I'm fortunate to be able to go to Orange Theory as often as I do because I have the unlimited membership, because, you know, my budget allows for it. I'm grateful for working 5 days a week. Some days I do stay later, but I get to do amazing things at work. And so that, to me, makes it all worthwhile. I don't remember if I told you that I bought a book. Good days start with gratitude journal. So I do have a gratitude journal, and, you know, when I first got it, I filled out, oh, it looks like 4 entries. And then I stopped. So my last entry was December 23rd, 2023. However, I did, you know, I think about it daily, what I'm grateful for, what I'm very fortunate to be able to do. And so what I want you to do is just try to keep that perspective in mind. You know, don't think of working out as you have to. Think of it as you get to. So for me, going at 6:05 in the morning, I didn't have to. But I get to, because I'm off today, and I get to complete a workout that I normally do in the evening and get it done in the morning instead. So if you think of things differently, it'll motivate you more, and hopefully it'll get things done the way you want them to be done. So what are some other things that you have to do or like or what have you? And instead, if you think about it as you get to do it, how does that change your perspective? So, Thankful Thursday. I want you to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. I know it's so cliche, but it's so true. Having a good perspective, having a different perspective, really motivates you to do things differently, to appreciate everything that's around you, even things that you take for granted on a day-to-day basis. It makes you be grateful, and you'll want to do it for others. So what I'm hoping for is that you will appreciate one thing today, if not more, and then maybe pass it along. Pay it forward. If you have any other thoughts, you know where to find me. I'm at A Dollop of Positivity's Facebook page, Instagram. If you know me personally, call me, text me, email me, call me, leave me a voice message. You know how to find me. Till next time, bye now.